The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Crab Feast. You know what it's all about.
This is the Crab Feast. I'm yelling, fuck that. You ain't gotta ask me, cause you could trust that. Every Tuesday, you already knew though. Orion Sick, the soccer star, Juco. Above ground, cool goes, better than most. Jay Larson, self-diagnosed. Go down low this week, last week. Here we go again, fuck the Crab Feast.
Welcome back to the Crab Feast, y'all. Another Tuesday. Another Crab Feast for that ass. You all right over there, J-Lo?
No, man. Let me just say, everybody, I had a sip of water before we decided to touch bitches, and it went down the wrong side, and I've been coughing for a solid 30 seconds, and Ryan goes, you ready to go? And I'm like, I wanted to say, nah, man, I'm actually struggling over here, but you seemed urgent, man.
Fucking held your own, though.
You were like, urgent, urgent, urgent. Feasters! What's up, babies? You're my babies. Jay Larson here, always at jlarsoncomedy.com, Jay Larson Comedy on Facebook, fan page, Twitter, Instagram.
A lot of Pinterest action I'm seeing out there for you now.
A lot of people repinning me, man.
A lot of people telling me I better get on there.
I would love to see your Pinterest page.
I think I'm going
to
hold off.
only thing I got going on right now, I'm not doing much stand-up. I've literally done stand-up four times in the last 4 months. Baby show, working, movie. Man. That's a lot of crap, and I'm missing the stage. But June 25th, Best Bars in America airs on Esquire at 10 p.m. So check your local listings and check it out. It should be a lot of fun. But as always, I'm just glad to be here with you right now, Sickle Cell.
I'm glad to be here with you, too. And you can find me at Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, RyanSickler.com. Go to thecrabfeast.com for any and all things Crab Feast related. You guys still tearing the merch up. It's amazing to us. So thank you. It really is unbelievable. And thank you for using the Amazon link.
And thanks for sharing, by the way, when you have you're wearing your gear. You know what I mean? It means a lot when you hit the fan page up and you do that or you tweet at us.
You're getting teabagged by statues around the world and shit, sending us the Crab Feast shirts.
Exactly.
We love it, man. Those of you who have bookmarked, Jay Larson's jumped into my spread over here, man. I didn't know that was contagious.
It sure did, man.
Amazon link, thank you for bookmarking it. By the way, if you are in charge of your Amazon at your work, hook that shit
hook it up, players. People have. They've hit us up and told us they're crushing it.
I didn't even consider that as an idea. Like, hey, I'm in charge of Amazon for work.
Who's buying all this ink? Who's buying this ink, man?
Man, goddamn, the crafty is going through some ink cartridges. thank you for hitting up the Facebook fan page. That is growing, and you guys continue to post. Thank you for the 5-star iTunes reviews. It's something else. If you're not on iTunes, you know we're over on Stitcher.
We're also at Zoom is where I want to be. Pick me up and turn me around. You know that song?
I don't think I know.
Come on, dude.
That's some circus remix.
Home is where it's Talking Heads, dude. Where
I should know that.
This must be the place, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's my wedding song.
That is a great song, actually. David Byrne from fucking Lansdowne, Maryland, man. Crab Feast is brought to you by GoDaddy, and we have a new offer.
Say what?
Yes, we do. You can now find the right name for your business. Hundreds of new domain names are available now, including .photography, .menu, and .guru. I'm pretty sure I saw .dickdancer was available in there. I'm pretty sure I saw that, too.
I love that. They're just taking to a whole new level.
Yeah, so now if you're a chef, you can get
.chef.
You can get .comedian, I guess. You go and check it out. Create your own website with GoDaddy's easy-to-use website builder. Even run your business anytime, anywhere with Microsoft Office 365 from GoDaddy and get more done. Visit thecrabfeast.com today. Click the GoDaddy banner and save 30% on your order. And I know what you're going to ask. Yes, new or transfer.com domain names are still available for $1.99. Enter code FEAST, F-E-A-S-T, at checkout, and GoDaddy will still honor that offer. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
Ask me what my email, my website is.
What's your website?
It's www.jlarsoncomedy. Hey, hey, playa!
You can probably get that.
I'm sure you can. Love that new deal. And the premium channel. You guys are hitting the premium channel. So many people have been tweeting us saying one of the best episodes they've heard. Of course, it would be with Mick Betancourt and Brant Tobler.
Yeah, thank them again.
They're fantastic. And, you know, if you haven't went and got it yet, go get it. It's a fantastic episode. There are going to be more of them. You know, it's super easy to get. Just go to your iTunes and search Crab Feast Podcast Premium, and you're good
just
to go.
Just go to thecrabfeast.com and click the premium episode.
Thank you,
that's the easiest way to
do it. You make everything easier for
that's
us.
Everything should be easy. Go to thecrabfeast.com, click the premium episode, and boom, it's right there. You can get it on iTunes or CD Baby, both at $1.99.
Sickle cell. One last thing we want to talk about today, something dear in our hearts.
Yes.
And that's our producer, Eric Harbin. A lot of you old school feasters know Eric because he used to be sitting right here with us. He produces and he engineers.
He's our Eddie Kramer, and if you don't know who Eddie Kramer is, learn your history.
And if you don't know who Eddie Kramer is, you probably didn't know who Steve Byrne was earlier, or David Byrne.
I was going to say. Yeah.
Anyway, Eric Harbin's part of the Crab Feast family. He's as tight as it gets, and Eric's dad passed away this year from a brain tumor, from cancer, and it was a long-fought battle, and we wanted to give a shout-out in honor of him and the Rye's got a little more to say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, we try to do what we can for everybody, but this one's near and dear to our heart. Eric is Crab Feast family. After his dad stopped chemo, he went pretty quick. It was like about 3 weeks. I had a friend's dad who went through the same thing, and same way. I mean, once you stop the treatment, it goes fast.
And we want to say, you know, as much as Eric is a Crab Feast family member to us, he is to you guys as well, because when he was going through everything with his dad, he was still getting the EPs up for us, still maintaining everything yes. he had to do for us, still engineering, still producing.
While working and taking care of his family. Remember, he was at the hospital and he had a Crab Feast sticker on his laptop and the janitor fucking said,
yo, fuck Crab Feast, man.
He really did. That is a true story to Crab Feast.
And
the janitor listens to the Crab Feast,
yeah.
man. It's awesome.
And I know that the Crab Feast brought a lot of great, you know, memories to Eric, and he used to share it with his dad because we jazz Eric and he jazz his dad. But right, continue.
Yeah, so National Brain Tumor Society, our hope and Eric's hope is that you will check out the charity, learn a little bit about brain cancer, and join the fight. Support does not have to come financially at all. You can volunteer, you can support a brain tumor treatment sponsored event, or just simply spread awareness. Chemo and multiple brain surgeries gave Eric's dad about 2 more years than initially estimated, but there are tons of experimental treatments that have the potential to be game changers that need support. They do a lot of walks and campaigns nationwide to help raise awareness. If you live in LA, the next walk is in August. You can go to braintumor.org for more information.
Basically, what we want to do is
we're not asking for money from you at all. We want
to shed some light on something that some of you may know someone that was affected by it and not known that it's. You know, you forget about it, and you forget sometimes until someone reminds you. And we will say this. When Eric's dad was first diagnosed, you remember? He was like, dad was sick, and then all of a sudden, one week, how's your dad? You haven't talked about him. He's like, he's back at work, man.
Yep.
He's doing his thing. We're like, what are you talking about? They're like, I don't know. It's gone. And that dude fought like a son of a gun.
He did.
And 2 years, you know, and then boom, it hit him again, and then he went pretty quick. And we just wanted to, you know, make a mention of it.
And thank you to all of you out there who the things you have gone through and have emailed us or tweeted us or contacted us and just told us these crazy things and how we help, which is, we're so glad to hear it. So we love all of you. Thank you all out there.
Yeah, so many of you hit us on the iTunes page with positive, funny stuff and tweet us funny, positive stuff. But it's usually in the emails when it's just Ryan and I that read coming from you guys when you guys really let us know that you're going through some tough times and the Crab Feast can help. And we're just glad, and we're glad that we have jackasses that come on this show and tell their jackass stories to lighten everybody's load. Because I know that without this podcast, who knows where I'd be?
I'm with you, man.
I mean, you'd be the trash.
I'd probably be over at your dad's house. Anyway, we are happy and excited tonight to bring you a very special guest.
Snap.
Tell them about it, Jay Larson.
This four times.
I think it might
be
four times.
We've never had a four-peater. It's a four-peater. She's definitely part of the Crab Feast family.
Absolutely.
You guys know her. You know her dad.
Her dad's part of the family, too, man.
I mean, distant
relative.
Their
car is part of the Crab Feast family.
We don't need to say much more. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Crab Feast. One of our all-time favorites, Jen Kirkman. Welcome back to the Crab
Feast. Welcome back to the Crab Feast, Jen Kirkman. Oh, so good to see you.
Can I say how much I love your fans really quick?
Please. Are you kidding?
I was at the doctor's and nothing serious. I just had to go for my checkup.
What happened, Jen?
Oh. I'm just...
Yeah, get up on your mic, Jen.
Oh, I took a picture of the waiting room because something dumb was happening. And then one of the feasters wrote, "You're getting those titties checked out." Because he remembered me from the mammogram episode. It was so sweet.
So sweet.
Sweet. Because I know he meant it like nicely. He really was like...
I love that you think he... I don't know if he did. I thought he would just do it as a joke, but... I love some of the feast's comments. I put something on there, like a sweet thing one time, and it was like this old guy in an airport, and I just thought he was cute, and I put him up there, and some feast goes, "That your dad, Larson?"
I don't really know. Haven't seen him in a while.
Anyway, I know you have the things to...
No, this is what's making me laugh is that it's quite a bit in that comment. Like, basically, that's, I heard the episode.
Yeah.
I hope you're fucking feeling good.
Yeah.
You're getting your titties checked out.
Yeah.
But could you imagine if someone sitting across from you said, just looked at you and was like, "Hey, I heard your episode, man. You're getting your titties checked out."
I'd still love it, but it'd be weirder.
It'd be way weirder. Yeah.
And if they hadn't heard the episode, I'd be like,
now it's real weird.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Now I'm just going to throw a magazine at you.
Oh, so good to have you back. God damn it. You came in with some Cracker Barrel cheese sticks. Proud sponsor of the Crab Feast, as a matter of fact. Cracker Barrel cheese sticks.
I don't know if it's a proud sponsor, but we'll take.
I wanted a slice of pizza, and I couldn't find one on the way over, but there was a 7-Eleven, so I got two cheese stick singles.
I saw the singles, man. You know what's hilarious? That's the thing. In New York, you know, that's when you take it, when you... realize how much you miss New York is when you're driving around LA. You're like, God, I can't get a piece of pizza anywhere.
Yep.
There should be one right there in that corner or right there.
I'm famous for walking in a place and being like, "You guys have slices?" No? Fuck it.
I hate when they just have a whole pizza. Yeah.
How do you not sell slices?
I don't have a family.
Yeah. Or the time to wait. Who wants to wait for a personal sized pizza? How long on that personal? That's the thing. Oh, it'll be like 10, 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
That's full. No
Before
way.
We put it in.
It's a hot oven though, man.
And you're already late by 5 minutes. You're like, I can't wait 10, 12.
Yeah, no way.
Well, please, I know we've rambled quite a bit, but will you please promote your upcoming dates and everything you'd like to, please?
Oh, yeah. This is for Canadian Feastas.
Yeah.
I'm at the Comedy Mix Friday, June 13th and Saturday, June 14th.
In Vancouver.
In Vancouver, BC.
One of my favorite cities in the world.
I love it. I love that street where there's a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. That's like the main street.
That's your big attraction.
No, I'm just kidding. I like to make fun of them for that, though, when I'm there. Like, last time I was there, they're making fun of America. I'm like, you got two Starbucks facing each other.
They were making fun of America.
Off a little bit.
Why don't you fucking relax, guys?
So I had to throw that weird insult in with my plug. But that's where I'll be, jenkirkman.com.
And Twitter?
At Jen Kirkman, one N and Jen.
And your podcast that is on all things comedy.
Yes, that's right. It's called I Seem Fun.
It is.
Find it on iTunes or whatever.
I see you out there with that live a lot, too. Do you have any live upcoming dates for that?
No, I did them all in the four cities where people listen the most.
Okay,
perfect.
Now we're done.
You know, one of the funniest Vancouver stories and Boston stories, you know, remember the Bruins beat Vancouver in the NHL for the Stanley Cup like 3 years ago.
Oh, how could I forget?
Yeah.
In my diary.
And Ryan Reynolds. You
look
know,
at his tattoo I got right here.
Ryan Reynolds, you know, he's from Vancouver. And he was, you know, we killed him. Remember there was a huge riot and they were like flipping cars over and everything?
Oh, I do remember that, yeah.
So Ryan Reynolds is shooting a movie in Boston and there's a bunch of Bruins out at a bar one night and so is Ryan Reynolds. And Ryan Reynolds starts like talking trash, like joking around, like after they had beat Vancouver. And they were just like all like, whatever, man. And he just sent over shots and he's like brought over shots and like, you know, my apology. And they're like, nah, we're good.
Wait, there were players.
Players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they were like.
Okay. I didn't realize. Okay.
Yeah. Bruins players were there. And Ryan Reynolds sends over like a bunch of shots for them. And they're like, nah, we're good, man. And they go, hey, ladies, these are from Ryan Reynolds and gave him this like bachelorette party.
That's so cute.
Wouldn't even take them.
Peace, it's cute that Reynolds. They did. Yeah. That's the ultimate.
Ultimate.
Smackdown. And very sweet for that bachelorette party. Oh, my God. Then they go to a comedy club and ruin it.
Guess what happened? What? We were just trying to help the show with our dick hats.
Do you know that Todd Barry joke? It's one of the greatest of all time.
It's No.
He goes, people always come up to me after shows and like, hey, was that whole joke with that bachelorette party planned? And he goes, yeah. I specifically asked the club owner, hey, bring in 14 chicks with dick hats on and get them to scream during my set.
I didn't know he said dick hats. I feel bad.
Or something, like, you know, something along those lines.
Why are you going to steal from Todd?
Damn it.
From him, man. Speaking of which, my son today, I just want to share this with you. Yeah. Two little things happened today. One, I'm giving him a bath, and he's got his head to the side, and he's giving me this like weird little look. I'm like, look at this weird look he's giving me. And I look down, and he's just straight up peeing, you know what I mean, in the bath, yeah. Which is tight. I'm like, that's why you're looking at me with that little look.
Was it like, hey, guess what I'm doing?
No, it was just kind of like... like weird, like he just like, hey, like sideways and like looking over at me, and I look down, he's just straight peeing. I'm like, look how relaxed your life is. You just are peeing in a bath of warm water. And I cut him today.
What?
I cut him.
How?
I didn't mean to, man.
Was it one of your pictures where you put him in an oven?
I know, but I got a new one of putting him on a grill.
I got how he got cut?
No, yeah. He got cut. I was cutting his fingernails, and I got to the thumb. And I got too far up, and I cut it, and all of a sudden I hear, you see his face, like the pass fire drops out
of
his mouth.
The opposite of the piss face.
Yeah, they are. 100, yeah. 180 right there, his face just, the pass fire fell out, the mouth
fell
opened,
out. It
no
flew
sound
out.
Was coming out.
Oh, no.
Just bright red, started bleeding, first time he's ever bled right there.
He's like the only man in my life that I know cut me.
Oh. Reedsy cut, and then we had Kate. I call Kate, and you know she's out of town, and she's like, "All right, put some alcohol on it because she's like, you got to clean it." I'm like, "All right,
Neosporin,
you should have seen this kid's face, dude."
Is there baby alcohol that's less stingy?
Yeah, it's like Sky vodka.
Sky vodka.
It's good for baby.
For a second, I was thinking like,
I need a strawberry flavored. I put a margarita on his
lung. He probably went nuts.
He was screaming so loud. My neighbors two houses down was selling lemonade. Lemonade and cookies. And the mom sent the kids over. I'm like, go give Jay a cookie.
Did they have to
lemonade.
Get the time machine to come over? The fucker.
Yeah, what the
fuck? I'm living in a happy place, Jen Kirkman.
Everyone but your baby's happy.
He was not happy. But guess what? So we put a little tiny Band-Aid on it.
Aww.
Got him a little Band-Aid. And then it like fell off later on. And then he figured, you know, he can get his thumb in his mouth. Sometimes he gets his thumb in his mouth and he's sucking that blood. And he was fucking stoked.
Really?
It was like a wolf.
Like,
was
a
like,
vampire in there.
And he was just like, from that point, I kept pulling his...
Came home tonight, motherfuckers hanging from the rafter sleep.
No more crib, man. He's just hanging up.
He's cribless. 9 days old. Hanging up there like tobacco.
Cribless. What does that even mean?
He doesn't have a crib, man. He's done with it.
Oh,
man.
He cribless, man. Have you seen his kid? He's cribless.
Kid's cribless already, man. You seen him? Sleeps upside down, man.
That is
from a ceiling fan. I swear to Christ, I was over there playing Yahtzee the other night.
He's bottling his blood, selling it next to the kids selling lemonade.
Yeah,
I don't like those.
Look at
pictures.
Him on the grill. What are you?
Doing? I am so upset by these pictures.
I took one picture, you guys. I haven't posted it because I'm just keeping it. I guess
social services, get your ass out here.
That's why. Yeah. And it's Reed when he's like, I don't know, a month, and I put him in like one of those huge pasta pots on the stove.
Oh, I thought that was public.
No.
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter. I can tell.
Send it straight to you.
I just said it to my family and just said, cooking dinner, and it's Reed in asleep
it's
in
like
a pot.
Bugs Bunny stew.
Yeah. And so I got a new one where we're putting him on a grill, like a barbecue grill. Anyway.
He just showed it. It was disturbing.
It was disturbing. But that's what summers are for, man. Summertimes. Grilling.
Dude, I don't know if I've ever... I'm sure I've probably told every fucking story, but we used to do... In summer, there used to be this place called Milford Mill in Maryland. It was a...
Before you do this, can I say one thing to our listeners? If we repeat stories, it's because our guests may have never heard them, and we don't know what we're going to get from talking to our guests about that story.
Yeah.
So sometimes we may repeat stories.
Yeah, shut up, Arlene.
Arlene.
You know what? Hold on a second.
Arlene, get out of here, Arlene. Shut the fuck up or come out here. Don't talk. We used to go to this place called Milford Mill. It was in Crybaby. If you've ever seen the John Waters movie, Crybaby, they used that as that little summer area there. So it was a man-made quarry, but they had filled it with, it fucking looked like pond water, but it was green, but
man-made,
it had chlorine.
How do you make a quarry?
They just dug down deep till they had a big-ass hole. And then they said, let's fill this motherfucker with water.
Isn't that what Fred Flintstone did for a living?
Yes!
He made quarries, or he worked at the quarry.
Stupid. Yeah. Stone. So
I still don't know what it is. But.
I got a good quarry story.
It's just, I mean, it's a big pit. That's really all it is. They fill it with water.
Thank you.
And they had rope swings. They had like a cable slide, and they had this, you know, those old school metal playground slides.
Oh,
the metal
ones. Totally.
Like when you get on it, will burn you. Like, ah,
yes.
Burn your back all the way down.
Yes.
They had a super extended one, and if you were wet coming right out of this thing, which everyone was, it was treacherous. You flew down. It was one of those things where I was like, I'm not even fucking with that thing anymore. But what we'd do, they had the quarry, then up on the hill, they had a public pool, full-size public pool, and then they had a hot tub.
Full-size?
Yeah, full-size.
rich people.
You don't understand how big the quarry was.
Was it above ground?
That was Ingrid. This was Ingrid.
Okay.
It was above the quarry.
Listen, they put a pool in the ground. They put a quarry in the ground. First of all, I'm going on record saying it's not a quarry. Do you know what a quarry is?
I know exactly what a quarry is.
What is it?
Which one? You want a stone quarry? Because that's different.
That's what I thought a quarry was, where you're harvesting stone and granite or something.
Well, where do you think you're digging it out of?
But that's what a quarry is, something that's...
This was no longer used. It was no longer functioning. So they instead
was
of wasting it... A hole.
Oh, it was a former quarry.
Well, yeah. He never said that, Jen.
Yeah,
what do you think? There's goddamn... we're sliding over dump trucks. I'm like, oh, I almost got stuck in a cement mixer. I mean, are you fucking crazy?
He's in a full-size pool.
this is a legit place. Full-size pool.
Was there adult swim?
There was everything there.
Wow.
Milford Mill, look it up. It's a quarry. You're going to get yelled at on Twitter for like six Maryland people are going to tell you.
That's...
You know, it's a quarry, Jay. Anyway, they had a hot tub, and what we used to do, also, full size, we used to go in with two pairs of shorts on, and we'd get in, and as soon as we sit down, we'd be like, and they would just drop one of them off and set it outside,
that's
and people would just shit themselves. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm enjoying this
hilarious.
Shit. I paid
$4. Why did you even think of that?
We went there like every fucking day for a while in the summer. We just kept figuring it out. We just kept doing stupid shit. And
right.
We were like, God, what could we do? And I was like, God, we should put two pairs of shorts on and just slide one off when we get in that hot. Wait till it's full. Like we packed, we squeezed in. Like, you know, that little wiggle you do?
I've
never been that tight in a hot tub where I have to wiggle in.
A lot of people wanted to get in that day. We waited till it was overcast.
We're going to have to make this double full size. Too many kids in it.
Too many kids. Too many kids. I will say,
I'd never seen a hot tub until I was like 30.
What?
I don't think we.
How's
had
that possible?
We didn't have them in Needham.
You never stayed in a hotel or a gym that had hot tubs or anything.
Are
they all cold tubs?
I don't think we ever stayed. We used to stay in this hotel in Disney World, like outside the Radisson, outside of the park.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was, you know, those
Disney
lights?
Adjacent.
Yeah, you know those lights you turn on and it's the timer.
Yeah.
And it's just like, shh. My mom, and it gives off kind of a weird yellow light. My mom used to tell me that was a tanning light, and I don't know if she was fucking with me or she thought.
Oh, in the bathroom, the warming light.
Yeah, so I would
lay
on the bathroom floor.
Oh my god.
I didn't even know this one was in there. I just thought of it.
Come on, Jen. I got to take a shit. I know you're working on your bank stand, but come on, man. It's the one bathroom.
She's flipping and stuff.
Hold on. I need 10 more on my back.
I was like 9 or 10, and it was just like I would lay under there because I was so pale, and then we'd go down to the pool, but she would...
What a great way to keep an eye on you, too, though. She probably was. I mean, clearly she was fucking with you, but what a great way to keep her inside.
She goes, oh, that's going to make... I would just lay under it on the bathroom. Turning the light back on, flipping over.
Oh my!
You know
God.
What it was? Is she didn't know what it was. She's like, it's Jennifer. It's a tanning lamp.
That's what I think.
And then you went in
because
there.
She had no regard for. I wasn't using suntan oil with it. I was just laying right on it. But this is before cancer.
This is before cancer, huh? Cancer wasn't even around. Oh no!
Not
cancer.
Not in 84. You kidding me? Pre-cancer.
First of all, pre-cancer was around before cancer.
No, this was like before we knew that it was bad for you to lay under it. Fake suntan.
When people were
lamp.
Still using coconut oil and
Let
stuff.
Let me tell you, I used to work with a lady. She was from the Philippines. She worked. She worked at the first Playboy.
How does the Philippines?
I'm going to tell you why. It all plays into this. She was a sweet lady.
I'm just laughing at this. So.
She was a sweet lady. Her name was Catherine. And rest her soul, she passed of breast cancer. She was fucking awesome. Kirkman over his diet.
Kirkman's bitch.
Just eat your goddamn cheese sticks. Anyway, she's from the Philippines. She worked at the first Playboy, the club, where they actually wore the bunny outfit.
Sure.
Never knew model or anything. But she said that she used to go out on boats, and they would take Coca-Cola and pour it on their fucking skin. And she said she would get as black as the darkest girl you've ever seen.
In how long? Like an hour or two?
She said it literally burned your skin because like the sugar is just sitting there and it just cooks you. Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Don't do that.
Oh.
Don't. She died of breast cancer. And I'm not saying it's related.
Oh, but I bet it is.
But I got to feel like it might have played a part.
These titties are filled with saccharin and acidic.
Bitch died from... She was suntanning with New Coke. I swear to God. Died off of it.
What was the one that had...
The doctor
was
just put a straw in her. Tried to get it out.
What was the one that had that took off the market for a while?
New Coke.
No, the diet drink.
Tab.
That was it.
Oh, that was off the market?
Yeah, wasn't it? I thought it had like... I thought that was when like the saccharin craze was all big.
We stockpiled so much crap in our house. We probably were still drinking it well after they were like, take that away. Like, you know, we wouldn't get rid of anything.
Did you guys ever have... you know when you'd go to the grocery store and you could get like the grocery store soda?
Mm-hmm.
And it would just be, but then they also had crazy flavors like grape and lemon lime or orange. And you're like,
lemon.
You know, I know, orange is orange
crunch. Crazy flavors.
No, but like the
crazy ones were coming to me fast. Blackberry, there's one. There's one. So, but they used to have 3 liters. Do you remember 3 liters?
A three liter,
dude.
How do I picture that?
Did it have a handle or anything?
No.
What's a big.
That's a two liter. Add another liter to that shit.
Oh, that's weird. How does it fit in the fridge standing up?
You have to lay it down.
It goes flat in a day. You got to keep laying it down. It looks like one of those boats in the, you know, people have those bottles with the model ship in it. And that's what it looks like.
I keep my 3 ounces in the full size pool in the back.
Jen, when she showed us the size of the 2 liter, she did it like, you know, top and bottom. And then when she went 3 liter, she went taller. She just assumed it went up. She's like, how's that going to get in the fridge?
I could see your ratchet.
Yeah, it could have been fatter.
I didn't see. We didn't have stuff, fancy things like that.
We had 1 liters. Remember 1 liters?
They're big now, but I didn't remember. I mean, high school, I felt like they came in my world.
When we'd get pizza.
Around time, chicken nuggets did.
When we get pizza growing up, we went to Stoneham House of Pizza. They were Greek. Greek pizza.
I like how, now see, I didn't just go, what's Greek got to do with it?
I'm telling you, it's Greek pizza.
I'm telling the story, that lady was Filipino.
What did it have to do with it? What did the story have to do with her being Filipino?
No,
I'm just telling a specific story. That's who she was.
Said that. I just got a case of the giggles.
Oh, okay.
And then when he said she died of breast cancer, it threw me over the edge.
Just put you over.
It was like being in church.
Anyway, we would get 1 liters. We get a 1 liter ginger ale and a 1 liter Coke. And that was for the five of us.
That doesn't seem like enough.
I know.
That was back in the day. I don't think I drank water until I was like 18. There was never water. Yeah. We just drank soda all day long.
Yeah, we did too. My dad would bring them home from the airport in trash bags and put them in the basement. We'd just knock them back.
What?
Soda? Wait,
what?
Yeah, and go through the good shit. He worked at the airport. He had all the free soda on.
He'd
just hang out at the airport and be like, you guys got ginger ale?
What, are you bringing them in cans?
Yeah, just... cans and cans.
Did I tell you what I got to do every night for fun when I was little?
No, I don't know how this missed us.
Ronnie Kirkman, shout out to my dad.
What's up, Ronnie?
Would take me on the golf cart. Well, it's not a golf cart, but the greenskeeper's golf cart, the go buggy, the thing that looks like...
At the course, or did he have one at your home, too?
We lived on the course, so same
thing. Okay.
So we'd go to the next
door
to the
garage.
So
he took the company car home.
Yeah, he took the company car, and we'd go around the course at night. Well, we'd drive to the golf club, and we had to refill the soda machines. And the beer machines, which is a thing of the past.
Oh, they had beer machines.
Yeah. He would hold the six pack and I would grab one off and clunk, put it in the machine. And I just did that all night long. It was so relaxing. Putting soda in the soda machine was my favorite thing to do. I did it every night. I filled that fucking machine at Needham Golf Club from 79 to 89.
That's tight.
A decade.
A decade of filling the soda machine. That's awesome. Every night. And I still think about it. If I could do that for a living, but get paid like a ton of money.
Yeah.
It's a great... But yeah, a beer machine. Have you seen a beer machine ever?
No. I tweeted a while back, but it's in Maryland, a redneck part of Maryland. It is a vending machine that sells live tackle, like earthworms and shit.
Wow.
It's just straight. You can press this button and you get night crawlers and go fishing.
How do they stay alive?
It's keep them cold, just like you do with soda.
I wonder if they know they're in a machine.
I don't know what they know.
Don't have
they're
dirt.
In dirt. No, they're in dirt and then in like a little styrofoam container.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay, that makes me feel better.
They're in their element. They're crammed into their element.
In their element. They just get to like, they keep moving off something like,
they just hope they get that kid that trips and falls with all of them and they can make a fucking break for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I care about worms suddenly. Who gives a shit?
You're just nice, Jen Kirk.
You're a warm advocate.
I used to step on them and like break them in half. I mean, I don't really care.
You weren't freaked out about that shit?
I ripped an arm off a starfish once. I didn't know it was
God.
That.
Off a starfish?
The New England Aquarium. I got in so much trouble.
Aquarium?
I'm thinking at the beach.
They let you touch them. They have like an area where you can...
And they said they regenerate, so I ripped the arm off. And it makes me to this day, when if I think about it, which I haven't thought about in years, but I go, could I be like a killer? You know, they say
yeah,
you abused could. Animals when you were little. Like, I ripped the arm straight off. And I was like, well, you said it regenerates. So, like, you're not... No, if it falls off naturally, I mean...
This one's not going to, though, because the part of that we didn't tell you is it has to happen naturally.
I don't know if that's true, if ripping it off, it still grows back, but I don't think they were
like
inviting us to do it. Is that true?
Lizard's tails. Oh, well, I don't know about all lizards, but iguanas will grow back.
See, I would never rip an iguana tail. That's like too much of evolutionary.
But it's also a defense mechanism. If an animal has them by their tail, they're able to snap it and bail because it'll grow back.
That's why I have extensions if anyone comes out.
Exactly, yeah.
Sorry. I was going to say, sorry, Tommy. Like, I know the name of the guy that's going to mug me. Oh, that's Tommy, the town mugger.
Oh, is that Tommy again? Yeah. Look out. He got.
I keep telling him I don't carry change after midnight.
Doesn't stop him.
He saw me filling that soda machine.
This is what he does. Yeah, he saw you.
Thought I might have some quotas.
I saw one time. I've always wondered how if beer truck guys get, you know, hijacked. I've always assumed there were at least some Yahoo
for
somewhere.
For money or for beer?
Beer. Straight
oh,
for
I
beer.
Bet they do.
Right? I would think that some idiots would just pull up and just and on a country road somewhere with a shotgun and be like, just,
oh, totally.
Listen, this thing's empty, but we're going to take that fucking truck. But one time I was traveling north on La Brea towards Sunset, right in front of Crazy Girls, okay? Uh-huh. And this guy had Arrowhead water and his, you know, the roll-up doors on the side, all three up. Dude bangs a left on Sunset, and I mean, just shoot all of them coming out on that side. It was awesome. It was blowing up
everywhere.
Oh, he
forgot that he had the doors open?
He just didn't latch it properly, and it came up. And when he took that right-hand turn, just out into that. And I would have been pissed because I would have been stuck in that traffic. I was just able to watch that shit like, oh, somebody's getting fired.
I would just keep driving. Be like
I didn't even know.
I made all my deliveries.
45 bottles. I had no idea. I had no idea.
if I'd been there, that wouldn't have happened.
I also saw one time.
Because I'm good at filling up things with liquid. I don't know. I would just use my old skills of filling up the beer machine to remind him.
Right, you would have locked that beer
machine. I would have locked that thing. I know how to lock a beer machine. You twist it. You twist the little key thing. You push it in.
And you got
to
be careful you don't rock them because they can fall. You ever see the sticker on them? They can kill you.
Oh, the machines?
People get mad because they'll shake them and shit, but that thing falls.
Oh,
if it tips,
no.
It's your ass. It really
I mean,
is.
I'd pay to see that. Some guy like,
you're not getting up on it.
trying to get their Fritos.
Just want some trail mix.
Damn it.
I guess no one thought about putting my little tiny child body in the line of fire.
Your dad did not. Dad was probably. Ronnie
was probably.
Yes.
There's no. He was there.
We can make another one of her. I saw one time like an Office Depot truck too. This was a good one. Same street, La Brea, going up the hill again.
Do
the
people
guy,
get just distracted in front of Crazy Girls? Do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. This one
just
might
like they're out there dancing there. Yeah.
And again, this was the back roll up, you know, like a U-Haul, and he didn't latch it either. And he's going up the hill, and people are pulling up next to him. They're beeping. They're trying to like no. The back of it. You know when the truck is at a stop, it's a big box truck, and it starts, it'll get that little bounce, like, and shit starts. Oh, dude, here comes office chairs, and like people shit, dude, just bang, bang. Printers, copiers, fax shit all over the brow. I was like, God
damn,
that's
so
a good
happy.
One.
It kind of looks like an office had like a revolution or something.
Yeah.
I bet that's kind of fun to see.
It just came pouring out of the back.
Just beeping. It's fucking
asshole. Like, well, fuck you. Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
I'll get there. I'll get there.
Shit just dropping like bombs all over the street.
This cheese gave me phlegm. I can't eat cheese like I used to. I mean, everything's
I
crazy.
Used to be able to eat cheese all day.
Extra sharp cheddar gives me phlegm now.
Gotta be careful with that cheese.
Wait, okay, I got it. All right, this isn't that great of a story, but I think it's the last one from my vault.
What do you mean the last one from your vault?
Of what dumb things I did when I was little.
We'll see about that.
Yeah.
But it reminded me what you said with a hot slide. So for some reason, even though I already took dance lessons, when I was 8, my mom put me in gymnastics class in the summer. I don't know why. I feel like there was something that,
Jennifer,
like,
you'll be great at the uneven, boss.
And I hated gymnastics. I was afraid to somersault. Terrified.
Thank
to
you.
Snap my neck. Why yeah. am I tumbling over on my neck? Why is this a skill of the, you know, like you get the presidential seal of approval. Like,
can you roll?
Yeah.
Can I roll?
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's all it is.
Oh, yeah.
From here to that window, do you think you can just roll forward a bunch of times?
We got to mark this down. I've still never done a cartwheel in my life. Literally never.
Really?
Yep. Even with people holding me up, I freak out and just put my legs down.
What you just think you're going to fall and crack your back?
I just don't even know how to do it.
You ever try to flip off a diving board?
No. Oh. I mean, get it on a diving board. No, I have no adventure.
No can openers or nothing for you?
What's that?
That's just the one. Instead of a cannonball with both legs, can openers, one leg up,
ooh,
one out.
No, only by accident. I've cannonballed, but no, I don't like any of that stuff.
There was zero splash.
No, I don't
yeah,
like
no,
any
you're so tiny.
Stuff.
Just.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm sorry, I interrupted your story.
No, there's no real. So I had to take the gymnastic class, and we had a recital on the town common in Needham, Massachusetts, and it was to It's Raining Men.
Nah. And you're what, 10?
Like 8. And we all had to come, or whatever year that song, someone will find it, but I know I was definitely not even 10 yet.
Yeah.
And you come running out, we all had to come running out, and like each girl would do a cartwheel. So you run it on the mat and do a cartwheel. I was already going to do the modified cartwheel as it was.
Like the low leg kick just around.
Leg, yeah. they finally said I could do modified. And they were like, it's not going to look good. And I was like, well, then
I'm
going to
make this shit
I was like,
good.
Let me come out first then. So we'll start
let me
small.
Lead
yeah,
the
let
way.
Me lead the way with my modified shit.
You can build up to the cartwheel.
Yeah.
It's like the evolution of the cartwheel. Let me start off with just walking out.
God, this woman has no vision.
I'll carry a sign that says cartwheel.
We're about to see some cartwheels.
So they had these, you know those blue mats that you do
mm-hmm. yeah.
sports on? Mm-hmm. They'd had them out.
Sports on.
Oh, God.
They had them out in the sun for
oh,
hours
shit.
Before this. The music starts up, and all these parents are there, and just people walking by. Oh, look at
this. Something's going on here.
Well, who got my son's got second degree?
My son's got second degree first from somersault.
So then the music starts up, like, I wish I could. It's like, you know, it sounds like there's a thunderstorm in the beginning. It's all yeah. dramatic. I'm like, oh, hot temperatures rising. Yeah. And then it's like,
is this co-ed,
raining.
By the way, or is this all girls?
It's all girls.
Okay.
They're like, it's raining men. Oh, boom. And then I come out with my modified and go, ah, it was so hot. And I just yell, God
she
damn
was
it.
The first one.
They did let her leave.
They let her.
I come out, I step on it, and I literally went, like for each limb. That
oh,
hit the
my
ground.
God.
And just screamed, God damn it. God. Which was not allowed at the Catholic.
You actually said that out loud?
Yeah,
eight.
I
mean, oh, my God.
And then I fell on the mat, and I was like, this is hot. And they were like,
get some butter from the snack shack.
But all the other girls came out because they're moving so fast. It didn't
burn. They're doing like tumbles. Like,
yeah. Everybody was just like, everyone else was fine. And I get off the mats and my parents are like, what were you doing? And I'm like, it was burning me.
Oh, God.
And my mom has this thing where at first she's not on my side. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, those are hot mats are burning me. And she goes, oh. The mats are hot. Now she's just screaming. During,
and the routine's over.
She's trying to scream louder than It's Raining Men is playing. And it was just then she yelled at the, whoever the cartwheel teacher was or whatever the fuck you call it. But I was just like, I'm not coming back.
Cartwheel teacher. They got one lady.
Oh,
she does. Teach gym. Nah, I'm not qualified to teach all activities. I'm just cartwheels.
Hey, I could do private sessions.
I'm on cartwheels.
We got some girls that need some hula hoop.
Yeah,
nah, man. I'm just
not much
I'm
shit,
straight
man.
Cartwheel.
So, yeah, I was like, don't ever make me do that shit in the summer. So then from then on, it was just I got to go to the putting green on the golf course and putt by myself. That's all I did every summer. Putt. And then
and refill Coke.
And refill the Coke machine.
Did your high school have a golf team? Did you?
No, they should have. Or maybe they did. I lost my passion for golf around 14.
Okay.
But, oh, really?
Yeah.
You had a strong passion before that?
I was playing all the time. I took lessons and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. My dad was like, I get scholarships. He was so, you're going to be the first lady pro golfer, or like, in, you know, not the first, but you're going to be a lady pro golfer. And he was so excited because like a greenskeeper's kids can go for free on scholarship. He's like, you're going to go to Florida. And he would just get so into it. And I was starting to lose my passion. But I'm like, I did the next most lesbian job.
Comedian.
Stand-up comedian. Sort of I still think about it when I see those women, like, or anyone playing, just like the cool shorts, and I still think the outfits are cool, and they bend down, put the ball marker on the green. That looks so cool.
Yeah, I love it. Oh, watch it today.
I want to play.
I've been in a Dinosaur tournament.
In a what?
There in Palm Springs. Dinosaur.
You went out there for it?
Got a big tournament out there in Palm Springs.
Or they just name it after
good
her?
Chicken. I have no idea about golfing, though.
Who knows about her golf?
Are you good?
No. God, no.
Isn't it hard Jay's to get into good. A tournament? Attorney?
He went to the tournament. He didn't play in it.
I drove by. I'm not even going to lie. I drove by. I was like, what's going on over there? It's a Dinosaur golf tournament. I was like, yeah.
Oh, do you play? I want to play.
Jay plays.
I'm kind of obsessed.
I told him I want to start getting more into it because I've golfed. I don't golf.
We live near, not to reveal where we live, but we live near a golf place.
Yeah.
I want to take lessons. I used to go to that driving range.
I love that driving range.
Ah.
Talk about old school. You go in there. I called over there one day. And I was going to meet a buddy to hit the range, and they have a little tiny counter with like four seats at it. You know, like
Yeah.
So I call over. I'm like, and I get the like, you know, the woman who gives the golf balls for the range, and I go, hey, I go, is that diner open over there? And she goes, I don't know. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, I don't know if it's open. I go, well, what time are they open till? She goes, I don't know. And she goes, they're probably closed now. I go, do you know any idea what time they're closed? She's like, 3? I'm like, it's 7:30. I'm like, what are you?
Oh,
I worked at a golf course. Well, it wasn't a golf course. It was a driving range. It was a driving range / arcade. This dude came out. He just bought like a field. And then put driving, you know, stalls in. Mm-hmm. And then there was a barn. And he took the barn and he flipped that into the pro shop arcade.
Is this in Maryland as well?
Yeah, in Maryland.
Look at a fun life. Yeah, full-size pool on one side.
I can't remember. This wasn't at this quarry, though. This was just somewhere else. But I'm trying to think. I can't remember. There might have been batting cages that came later. But when this dude first started, he just needed help getting the field clean. So he hired like 10, it was like me and like 10 of my friends, and we would just line up side by side and we would just walk.
The area.
And not police, pick up rocks, anything big that a ball could shoot off and fucking come back, you know.
Oh, wow.
We did that shit all the time. This guy was
the wheelbarrow out there we had to grab.
Dude, this guy was the weirdest dude. He used to swear to us. He had this white van that you could tell he kind of probably lived in, and this was like he'd taken a gamble on this whole thing right here. This is everything he had, you know. And he used to, it was all fucked up in the front. We're like, dude, what the fuck happened to your van? Like, you ever see those the dents that are sort of like real deep and they've rusted over, and you could tell that shit's been there a while, it's good to go the way it is. Like, that's how his whole van was in the front. Swore to us that he hit a bald eagle. That's what he swore to us. We told him the same thing. We're like, shut the fuck up, dude. He's like, I hit a bald eagle. I'm telling
First of all, the bald eagle hit you.
Yeah, that's,
because
that's a good point.
You're not going fast enough that
and
he's
a bald eagle would have done more damage
so
than that
low?
Five corner.
Why is he coming in 2 inches above the ground?
Jesus. Trying to get a field mouse.
There was no one in your life to say don't go into business with a man with a white van.
I mean, all I did was walk his field and pick up rocks and then clean golf balls.
I'm here for the van for sale. Yeah, this is it right here. Oh, what happened? Right here? Hit a bald eagle.
Hit a bald eagle. Dude.
Not even a jaguar. Right. You hit a bald eagle.
He
bald
eagle. Put a feather in it to make it more of an authentic story.
I had a 10-year-old child with wings. That's what a bald eagle is. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It would have fucked your car up.
Oh, I bet he was drunk, and that's the story he has to tell himself.
Yeah, well, it's an endangered species. Like, if you get caught, even if it is an accident, there's going to be some fucking questions.
Can I ask
There's going to be paperwork.
Are there just bald eagles flying around Maryland? Like,
this wasn't
around
in Maryland. I think he came from like Colorado or something. He was new to Maryland. Maryland. He's probably on the run.
Somewhere? Oh, he's probably on the run.
He's probably on the run from
that
bald eagle shit.
I bet he's dead.
Who knows? I really don't know. He might be dead.
Call in.
Call
in. Yeah, let's. The lines are open, you guys. Lines are open.
Bald Eagle Henry.
Bald Eagle Henry.
Are you out there?
There was a video. I'm an animal lover. There was a video a couple of years ago my friend's wife showed me, and it was baby bald eagles. You ever hear about this? And it was on camera 24/7 on the nest, so you could watch how the dad would go away and the mom would sit on him and cover him. The dad would go get food, bring him back, and there would be moments where he would just take care of him. But you could tell he couldn't cover them. Just like he just didn't do 100% the job the mom did.
Oh, okay.
He was sort of like, you know, like kind of like leaning on him and looking over branches,
like watching TV.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just stay on his nest, man.
Watching TV.
And then the mom would come back. And the mom would like, you know, smother completely over him, keep him fucking warm, feed him.
That is so cute.
And then you watch these things grow up and finally fly out of the nest. It was awesome. And then the fucking sad part is the mom. You asked why it was flying so low. The mom was hit by like a 747 landing, and they had to report it. But she was flying low to get, I think what you said, like a, what do they call, grouse or some shit like that?
Oh,
just some shit. Yeah, she got hit.
Was that on the video?
No, that was just reported back. Yeah.
Then did you see a little girl?
I don't
girl?
Care about the whole growing up, but if you could get the 747 video, that'd be tight.
What's that little girl doing in the nest? She's ripping the wings off a bald eagle. What kind of psycho?
What does she think? That's a starfish?
That's really...
Yeah. Wait, can we go back to that? Because you never said, like, how much trouble... Like, did you get in a lot
like
of fucking
weird
trouble?
Weird memories that I don't... I think I was so dumb
blocked that
sometimes
shit out after that,
they
huh?
were like, oh, she's a good kid. I think they were just like, don't... I think I got in trouble with the people at the museum or the... What do you call it? The
aquarium. Of course you got in trouble.
But not the teacher. I don't know if the teacher was like right there.
Could you imagine you're going the through the aquarium and like the huge tank and all of a sudden you see this like big sea turtle getting wrestled. Like she's
hey,
in
boost
the tank.
Me up, boost Jen, me up. Boost Jen, me up.
Just like ripping the head off a sea turtle. I can't even...
There was, oh, I do remember this little boy.
In
this
a Beethoven
creepy.
Mask?
In a Beethoven mask.
It was Mozart. God damn it. I found, oh, I forgot to bring it.
You
I sent
the
you a picture.
Picture.
I
oh,
sent you a
the
book
best.
Report.
It is the best.
Yeah.
I can't
I found
believe
the book
it.
Report.
It's so awesome.
But anyway, there was a little boy, I remember seeing this little blonde kid from another school across the way, and I was in love with him. I quickly.
At the aquarium?
Yeah, forgot about the starfish thing. And I just, that's it. I never saw him again. But you ever think, like, you never got to meet the kids from the other schools at the museum. I always saw cuter boys in other schools.
Yeah, well, that's because like, you were getting ripped away by security.
Yeah,
because
seriously.
You just violated the one rule at the aquarium.
If you were a blonde
don't
kid,
kill the animals.
If you were a blonde kid at the New England Aquarium in 1986.
This is a misconnection.
Yeah, Colin.
Colin, guys. Lines are
Colin,
open.
Lines are open.
This is David Allen Boucher.
That would be great if I met him, though, somewhere, and he's like, can I tell you a fucked up story? One time I saw a girl pull an arm right off a starfish. Would I tell him that was me? Because I'd have to admit to...
You
oh,
already,
my God. Rom-com. All over it.
Here it is.
It was me. I have it encased for you. Oh, my God.
So you don't think I'm crazy?
No. I think you're fucked up.
You know, I wanted to say this earlier, but I didn't. I missed the opportunity. Yesterday, I was at a friend's kids' party, and it was at the beach. And, you know, there's kids running around naked and stuff. And this little girl's running around naked. And she gets on the little jungle gym. And the parents go one way, and she comes the other way. And there's a hot little slide. And I look at my friend, I'm like, I go, this ain't going to be good. And she goes down the slide, and you saw her face light up like her fucking ass was
yeah,
lit up.
Seriously.
And she just comes down screaming. It was a plastic slide, so you know that thing was cooking.
Yeah.
And she just, it made that like,
oh. Her ass was like.
Dude, back in the day, like
scorched.
McDonald's Play Place, it was just straight metal, and it would cook in the fucking like July
Have
heat.
Perfected slides, like
you're
what
never
can gonna, you make it out of something?
What are you gonna make it out of?
That what are you gonna make it? That's like not
water.
Hot?
A water slide.
Well, they have water slides.
They have, I watched
they're,
the,
they're perfected.
Them. They should only have those.
Only yeah.
I watched the Way Way Back. Have you seen the Way Way Back?
Mm-mm.
Oh, check that out. Okay. If anyone's seen that movie, it's fun. It's fun.
I've
anyway,
heard of it.
Water slides. Yeah, this dude Nat Faxon. You know that guy?
No.
Anyway, he wrote it. He's an actor. He wrote it. He also wrote The Descendants.
Oh, I know that movie.
And he was on Ben and Kate. You know, he's Ben. He's got jacked up teeth, growling kid.
Yeah.
Anyway, way, way back.
I'm sure he'd be psyched to hear that description.
Jacked up teeth.
I think he knows what's going on with
Philippine
his teeth.
Is a little more legitimate than the
totally
dental
legit.
Fucking bite this guy
I'm giving
has.
A physical attribute,
so
man.
So was I.
I saw a light-skinned Filipina chick.
She was no, she was dark because
she had
Coca-Cola.
Poor Coca-Cola.
I want to go back to kids' party in a second, but I want to go back to what Jen said because I want to tell you something I did totally fucking stupid. It was so embarrassing, like, and it made instead of it looking dumb, it made me look poor. And
that's funny.
We went to one of our field trips in elementary school was the Edgar Allan Poe Museum. And so we get there, uh-huh. and they have, there's loose change all over his headstone, you know, and I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, that's weird that people throw.
I'm ahead of the whole fucking group, yeah. and I'm like, holy fuck. I just start housing this loose change. I'm putting it in all my pockets, me and another friend of mine.
Well, and he's not going to do anything with the money.
Oh, my God. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they, I don't know if you know this, but there's a mystery of, like, every night on his birthday, there's a, I think it's either a rose or a bottle left by someone, and they've never caught the person who does it, and blah, 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 blah. Then the guy starts talking about how people put change on his marker for good luck and shit like that. I was like, oh, my God. And now he's, I don't know what to do, but I've got massive, like, just, like, absurd loose change.
You've got,
I'm
so
like,
much good luck coming your way.
I don't know what the fuck to do. You know, so I just start taking. I'm so humiliated. I don't say. I don't even look at my friend. I just walk through the crowd and I just go up to the marker and I just.
No.
And the guy looked at me. He didn't even get it. He goes, "This guy must want a lot of good luck." I was like, "I just want to put this shit back. Like, what's next?"
I was gonna completely jokingly say, "Like, look at this rich kid giving all his money."
Oh
to
no,
him.
He thought I wanted good luck, man. I got away with not.
Do
but
you
I
think
was
that he secretly knew you were returning it?
I don't know because there was so much on there. I couldn't get all of it. It was like a pirate's treasure. I was just getting like if you came upon a chest, I was grabbing what I could.
And no one saw you. You were really like
we moved ahead of the group.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
yeah.
Oh,
grabbed a couple goblets.
Oh,
what's this goblet doing here, man?
That is like a poor kid thing where you're like, someone wants to drop this.
Right
like
away.
You don't even know it's
immediately,
like a, well, it's
I
like
went
a wishing
to,
well.
Must be free.
If you'd seen it in the bottom of a well, though, you would know.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
That's a weird place to take kids, too.
It is weird because they had little skulls in yeah. like tombs and shit.
The Freedom Trail, you go to go see Mother Goose's grave. And
that's different. But
how
everyone
was it different?
Like a dark poet.
Yeah, there were
but
skulls.
They're reaching
cells.
For anybody from history in Baltimore. You know,
we took you to the full size pool twice.
Listen, guys, we cannot go to the hot tub again. Okay,
we can't. I showed you where the guy hit the bald eagle.
Showed you his van.
As you can see, they're making another quarry over here. When they're done with that quarry, we'll go look at it.
Oh my God!
We're gonna have a debate on what a quarry is later in the gymnasium.
You know, a guy in Massachusetts, his grandmother died. This guy was trying to make it in minor league baseball. Like he was, I don't know him. I just heard the story. He was trying to make it in minor league baseball. His grandmother died, left him her house. He got her house.
Say a quarry.
Well, her house was on a quarry
on.
That she didn't know about. And guess how much that quarry was worth?
Wait, how do you not know about it? It was filled in?
Underneath. It's underneath. You know, it's like that's where you can harvest. Underneath her house was all this rock that was either granite or whatever. And they could harvest it. And it was worth like, if you had the company to harvest the rock, uh-huh. you know what I mean?
Genstar.
Is that what it is?
It's a major one, yeah.
Okay. Oh. Then it would be worth somewhere like around $1 billion.
God damn.
Okay. But the value of it to sell was going to be like 300 to 500 million. And this guy's playing minor league ball. I'm like, I would sell that shit and buy
it.
The team.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, I'm starting first tonight, play.
What's it? What was his name?
I have no
I'm
idea.
I'm not going to yell it out. I just wanted to be like, I would call the team, like, you know, like the Mitches. Like, whatever my
never
first.
Never sold it?
I have no idea. I just remember this. When
call
this,
in if you're there.
He might be Larry Genstar.
Guys, the lines are open if you're out there.
I would sell anything if I found out it was worth anything immediately. I don't care who lived there.
All right, let me ask you this question then, because Kevin Shea asked me this one time a couple years ago, and one of the Mega Millions was absurd, you know, whatever it is, 250 million shit, just crazy. If you really had that money, would you just call it quits?
Oh, goodbye.
Right? What? There's an
end
game.
Why am I going to go to an open mic?
It was just...
No, I would probably keep writing or something.
Yes, do pet projects, but you would not be... Why would you kill yourself?
Golf
at
lessons,
any? Yeah.
Go
fill
back,
that machine up.
Finally learn how to do a cartwheel.
I would want you to do that.
I want to travel the world, and I want to just help...
You
like,
should take a cartwheel picture in every country. Look, Jen Kirkman in China.
No, damn, she goes again.
Like, look at that car. What
over hot coals.
And how would my comedy be relatable either?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. So, never have to work again. Still showing up, though. Ugh. Anyway, no one knew. Oh, no, you probably wouldn't know because you don't have 250 million. Well, anyway. You know, just like that's not. No. I mean, I would probably feel the urge to do stand up maybe and write a little bit. But no. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Adios. I'd buy a penthouse in New York where I've always wanted to have a penthouse. And then,
in Manhattan?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then, help all my families, hook them all up. And then give them some savings.
I can't imagine what that cutlass would look like.
Oh, my God. God.
Forget it.
I think it'd be tricked out.
He'd have a cutlass golf cart, man.
I mean, and then I'd give all my friends money so they could travel with me. And then maybe I'd probably just get so bored I would want to kill myself in 2 years. Is that the thing? Like, because I
yes,
just
that
all of
a
sudden
thing,
went through
actually.
The full cycle of now I'm already bored with all
they
the money.
They say that
I
most people that
have.
Win the lottery, I mean, not, I don't know. Someone told me the other day because I play it once in a while. And you know, I'll buy tickets. I'll buy scratch
once in a while. He's buying. He's got his fucking pick three in his head right now.
No, I always let them pick. I'm always. I just assume if I pick, I'm going to lose. You know what I mean? But that new scratch card they got out that's really that's got me interested is the one that's
that's got me interested.
It's either $1,000, $2,500, or $5,000 a week for 25 years.
Oh, I saw the billboard for
that. I mean, I'm just like, God damn,
that's a scratch
a nice
off.
Amount of money.
Yeah, and you know what? You want to hear my logic?
Is it a buck a piece?
Listen, there's a $10 card, a $5, and a two. The two is you can win $1,000 a week. The five you can win $2,500.
How many
and
years?
And the 25, and the 10 is $5,000. So like in my head, I'm like, you know what? I probably got a better chance if I buy that.
One
that,
ten is
that $2. You know what I mean? I'll take the G a week. You know what I mean? That's tight.
That would just be helpful.
$52,000 a year.
$52,000 a year for 25 years.
That would just
years.
Be my vacation money.
It's like $1.3 million.
Yeah,
million
that's a good
that's just
idea.
Vacation money.
$52,000 a year.
You could treat yourself
money?
To some fantastic vacations. Like if you could live without that $52,000 a year, why wouldn't you just travel?
Yeah, if you're already working.
Yeah.
Even if you just took 25 of it.
Thank you, Jen.
You're going
fuck
nice
you,
trip.
Jay.
First
Jen
of all,
and I are
guys,
going.
You're getting taxed
on
this.
We're going
this,
to Nice
doing
to do cartwheels,
I'm
motherfucker.
I'm doing tax. Now, I take back.
You're not doing tax.
I'm taking back my kill myself after 2 years. There's so many little odd jobs I would do.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Tons.
I'm like reinvigorated.
Tons of odd jobs
again.
I would do.
Go. Oh, there's so many different things I want. I want to, like. Now, who knows? I can't think of them. But just all kinds of shit. Take tap dance lessons.
What I don't know if we've ever talked to you about it. What was your... I know... What was your, like... Did you ever have any crazy fucking job growing up where you're like, what the fuck? You weren't a babysitter, were you?
I was.
You were,
oh,
okay.
Every motherfucking
But for
weekend.
Babies or kids or...
Babies. Babies and then children. Oh, I actually have a funny story. This is a really funny story. It's in my book, but no one has read it, so it's fine. It's I had to babysit this kid. I guess I can use their real name, the Reinsteins, and they owned Super Salads.
What Super is
Salads?
Is that a?
Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
It was spelled SOUP. I think it was just a Boston thing. SOUPER,
okay.
Meaning like it's a super salad.
Soup or salad.
But really, it means soup or salad.
Salad.
And
right.
They only sold soup and then salad bar. Okay, so they lived like a mile away. And my friend Ellen used to babysit for them. And she just had me over one day as a friend. And the little kid Jeffrey took to me. I was like 12. And he started saying to the mother, don't want Ellen.
Oh,
want
you muscled
Jen to
Ellen
play.
Out, huh?
And I'm like, I don't want to fucking babysit. I already worked at Roach Brothers. I was already.
What is Roach Brothers?
Grocery store.
Oh, nah.
Yeah.
The Roach
the
Brothers.
Shopping at the Roach Brothers grocery store.
R-O-C-H-E. I was named number one cashier, fastest cashier.
That is what's up. On you were fastest on the digits.
Yeah, this is before boop boop.
Yeah, and you had to fucking be responsible for your drawer and shit.
Oh, and I had to know the codes.
Yeah,
broccoli's 13, all that kind of.
You
shit.
You still remember any of them?
Yeah, broccoli's 13.
It is.
just gave you one.
She's like, I'm not gonna fake that shit. Broccoli's 13, man.
No, I think I was 14 because I would have had to have been 14 to work at the grocery store. So I'm like, oh, and now I gotta. I don't know why I was just like, guess I have to babysit this kid because he asked, but. My parents loved it because I could do that on Friday and Saturday nights instead of have a boyfriend or any kind of social life. So I did that. And then so I start babysitting for Jeffrey and I get into this terrible habit where
Jeffrey Reinstein?
Yeah. Where he can't sleep. He's like 4. So I sleep on the floor next to him or pretend I am. And then he falls asleep and I sneak out and eat Oreos. So one night.
Double stuff?
He goes, is there God? And I go, oh. And I'm like, I don't know. They're Jewish. We're Catholic. I don't know what they've told them. I don't know. I go, you have to ask your mom. He goes, I'm asking you, aren't you a grown up? And I'm like, yes, but you have to ask your mom. And he just couldn't. And he's like, well, what? Am I going to die someday? And I go, no.
No.
I thought that would be
comforting.
You're
the only one.
I thought that would be comforting. He goes, so some people die and some don't? And I go, no. And he goes, why did my grandpa die? I go,
I
got to go eat Oreos.
I'm like, I don't know.
Holy shit. That's
and then
heavy.
He's like, what if... And then he starts, so then I go back the next week, and then he starts asking weirder questions, like, what if someone murdered me? I'm like, murder
Jesus.
Can't happen. He's like, I saw it on TV. I go, that's just fake. So then the next week...
it was
week,
the Channel 5 news.
His mother was like...
Oh, no. You got confronted, did you?
She's like, Jeffrey's playing with knives because you told him that murder isn't real.
Oh, my God. Playing with knives.
Threw a steak knife in the back of my neck last week because you told him murder wasn't real.
Like, or he was talking about it or something. I can't remember it exactly, but I think he was like, if I stabbed you, would you die? Like, Jen says, so it sounded like I was just like, try to stab your mom. She won't die. Like, weird
shit. This kid was obsessed with you.
I don't know what it was. So then I'm like, okay. So they kind of gently let me go on that one. Like, after a while, it was like clear. Then I start babysitting this other kid, Alex, down the street from me, and he's like 3 or 4, and all we do is watch Mac and Me, that terrible movie that's like a poor man's E.T. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's like an alien. What? You wouldn't have, because you would have been a teenager and no one would have seen it unless a 3-year-old was like telling. So he would be like, you pick what we're watching, and I'd watch Cure videos like on MTV. And he loved them. And then he started putting his mom's makeup on around the house. And then he
this
said,
another kid?
Yeah. And then Alex, he said to me one time, I want a French kiss boys. Not that that has anything to do with wearing makeup. It's all different kinds of things. But then his mother's like,
but you were his coming out party.
Yeah.
His I'm hearing like, it's raining men again.
His mother goes, you can't bring boys over. He keeps talking about Robert Smith. And I'm like, that's not my boyfriend. That's the guy from The Cure. Yeah. And so she was like, oh. And then she just kind of let me go. So I was like, I'm just fucking all these kids up.
Wow. Should go back to the Roach Brothers.
There's a guy putting lipstick on right now. Like, Jen Kirkman used to babysit me.
Well, there's a happy ending. My mom's friend Ruthie got pregnant at 50. She was just like, what the shit is this? Like, I thought it was in menopause. But yeah. Okay, so it has one last kid.
At 50.
They already had like 6 kids. They were all grown up. So I start babysitting little Kevin. And I'm like,
The mistake kid.
So I go, what do you want to do today? You want to play with trucks or whatever? And he goes, what are we going to do with your hair? I remember he said that to me.
Shit.
And then he started painting my nails and all this. And I was should I tell people that Kevin does my nails every week? And I'm like, oh,
listen, I think your son might be Asian.
Well, Kevin comes out of the closet like 10 years later and none of his family accepts it. And he's so upset. And then
Didn't know it? I mean, you picked up on it at 4.
Well, then I somehow ran into him in Boston and I was like, and he's like, my family just finally coming around. I go, do you know that you tried to do my hair when I was 12? And he's like, no, I have no memory of feeling gay as a kid. And I'm like, you did. He's like, maybe this can help them understand. And I know it sounds like a stereotype, like not every gay person wants to do your hair. But I think he told his parents, and they were like, okay, that's cool, but still we're having a hard time. Now everybody's fine.
Now everybody uses him as their hairdresser.
Now he's a hairdresser.
Everybody's fighting over
but
Tony.
But I mean, I don't have any that weird of a job. It was just babysitting, and then I worked at Baskin-Robbins and then the grocery store. And then, of course, you know.
Baskin Robbins, baby. 31 flavors.
And just volunteering to put the cans in the machine.
That was it? Just with Dad hanging?
Yeah. But they made me start working right away.
Yeah. I mean, my mom didn't make me, but we did too. But did you ever do any? I did a job with my mom a couple times. I mean, my mom at one point was delivering phone books. That was the gig my mom had. I think it was really close when my parents split.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't old enough to be going to school. And I just remember sitting shotgun. I'm pretty sure I was sitting shotgun.
No seatbelt.
No seatbelt.
No seat in an old
no
Chevy.
Seat.
Oh,
with the bench
belt.
Seats.
That, oh, yeah. There's not even seatbelts in that shit.
Books in between you.
Yeah. We called this. I mean, that thing was loaded with them. And I remember we used to call that thing the Green Gussie. That was what we called that thing. And when you turn like the defrost on, purple smoke would come out. like you're coming on stage.
Like Puff the Magic like Dragons
prince.
Up there.
And I remember just driving around with mother dropping off, delivering phone books.
You just said with mother, which was really creepy.
With my mother.
I think you forgot the my. With mother.
Mother. Mother, wait, give me another phone book,
would
mother.
Bring them to the door or just throw them out?
No, we were bringing them together.
Good.
I mean, I remember.
You walk them up?
I'm pretty sure, man.
I've been punting them and shit. Like, I got so bored.
Like, I was like 5, dude.
Damn. Like,
you were.
I
might have been like 4.
Phone books are heavy for
heavier,
a 5-year-old.
Yeah, they're heavier than you.
Man, I was crushing back then.
Now, if you saw car a wheels phone with book them. Coming, if you saw a phone book coming up your driveway now, you'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Later. You saw some little 4-year-old bring it up, you're like, Jesus Christ, these people are in tough shape.
Here, man. Y'all need $5?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
I got tons of change. I just had the Egg Al Posey. Hold on a second,
the
man.
Shit away up there, man. Y'all
shit
are
on over there.
Never go to a graveyard. That's where the money is.
That's where you got to go.
I really was ashamed. I took it. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, oh, my God.
That is embarrassing. But you didn't know.
I had no idea.
What could you do?
I do feel like it helped, though, ultimately bring the Ravens to Baltimore because I was wishing for a football team.
Were you?
Is that why they named it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a very literary reference for a football team.
Sure is.
They don't have, like, the Macbeth.
No, they don't have the Macbeth.
Wait, they're named after Edgar Allan Poe?
The Raven.
The Raven. Wow.
You really didn't know that?
No. How the hell?
You're a sports guy. They always, announcers always say that.
I've
bullshit.
Never heard
quote
it once.
The Raven, nevermore. They always fucking say it.
Wow.
And was that not
that, so
anything
now
to do
you,
football, I bet.
What?
Now do you believe that's literally the only thing they have is Edgar Allan Poe? They're like, fuck it, man. Give them the
Yeah,
Ravens.
That is.
Got a Babe Ruth museum.
They didn't name it the Quarry.
Hello, okay. Mr. Boston Red Sox from Baltimore. Thank you very much.
Oh,
Babe Ruth. George Herman Ruth. Damn right he was.
He didn't stay in there. They didn't have quarries yet. He's like, this place
he grew up
sucks.
There.
Nah, man. When they get that.
He found out they had
that
quarry.
Full-size pool? Yeah, no, it's half. I'm
when
out.
He found out they got that full-size pool, he was pissed. Like, I moved away too early. Did you ever pool hop? Did you guys ever do that?
Pool hop? What?
Pool hop?
We had one.
You think Jen Kirkman pool hop?
I don't know what that means.
I believe she would if she knew.
Tell her.
We didn't have pools in our town.
So
yes, you did.
We had one public pool. No one had their own.
Did
no
people
one
had have above pool ground pools them? Or in ground pools in your neighborhoods?
Our town was too rich for above ground, but people weren't rich enough to have an in ground.
Okay, so our neighborhood was neither. Okay. So we had to go to the next neighborhood over who had in-ground and above-ground pools. And at night, in the summer, you would just get in their pool and swim. You think they're not home, but sometimes you'd see a light come on. And like, what the fuck, God? And you're just hauling ass out wet.
Oh, you
try to
swim.
Jump fence. Yeah, you definitely slip. You're leaving shit behind. Yeah.
There wasn't a pool in my life until my friend Terry got one at 14. Like, it was like one of those things where like her dad was like had a successful like plumbing business of his own, so it was like working class but a little more wealthy, and they moved to like this, you know, part of the road that says a Brita on.
I didn't know he had a Brita.
They
I'm
moved
good.
To like a fancy part of town, but that wasn't that fancy. It was like cheesy and new, but they had a pool and we'd go over all the time. We play Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
and then
did.
Go swimming, and then it was nice. We had like boys and girls. No one ever felt weird.
It was very nice.
Well, was
the
like,
boys were with the
we
girls.
We all had crushes on boys, but yeah. Like, they weren't. We weren't like awkward about like being in bathing suits. Like no one was weird or like because they didn't like us. It was totally normal. They were just like, ugh, go.
It wasn't until like 7th, 8th, 9th grade we would. That's when we just started putting our masks on and going underwater. Like this girl's and we try to talk out loud underwater. Like she's going boobs, man.
Wait, all you excited. Put your mask on to talk.
So you could see clear underwater.
And you could hear each other talking?
You could yell it. If you yelled it, like, boobs, and point.
Oh, they that's could, hilarious.
You figure out. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You should do that shit all
the You're going to get those titties checked out. Are you too young?
You're too young for those.
Let me get my mask on real quick and get behind this aquarium.
I was talking to my...
I went aquarium hopping.
You sure did. My buddy today was just in... Well, we were just catching up. He lives in Colorado. He went... Scuba diving. You guys ever been scuba diving?
No.
Or like deep sea.
I'll tell you about what
not like
scuba
not like with
not
with
the
snorkel, but okay. Like with the tanks
no.
And everything. So he went his wife's big time into it, and so he's like, you know, so I do it because he's into adventure sports and stuff like that. And he went and he's like so this one day you go and you dive like every day you're in Honduras. That's like why you go. And so he says, I go, how was it, man? He goes, dude, this one day, man, I'm going down. He goes, you know, I'm sucking a lot of air, and I'm just getting a little nervous. Like, I'm going down, and I'm like, I don't know. Something tells me I got to go back to the top. And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know. I'm not feeling good. And they go, oh, sorry, man. We didn't open that valve all the way up. And he's like, what the
he's
fuck?
Pissed.
He's like, Jesus, that is not a good first sign. And he goes, so we get the he goes, we get through it, and then and the guy, so, you know, I do that day, and he says, it's fun. And he goes, and then we do a second day. And he goes, the third day, I just don't know if I want to do it or something along these lines. And he goes, but they tell us we're going to see it like a wrecked ship, like a sunken ship.
Oh,
and I go, that's tight, you know?
Yeah.
And I go, was it big? And he goes, it was like 100 footer, like 100 feet. And I go, dude, that's sick. And he goes, yeah. He goes, they sank it. And I go, what? And he goes, that's what I said.
Bullshit.
He goes,
like going to Vegas, and when the pirate ship sinks, everybody gets underneath it and goes and swims under it.
Yeah. He said,
that is some bullshit.
Wait, I want to do that.
He said to me, he goes,
He goes, because at first I was getting nervous. I'm like, what if there's like sailors that died on it and their ghosts are in there?
I get stuck on the plank. You know what I mean? My shit gets gone.
I might see a skeleton.
Get down there, it's like a Boston whaler.
Evan Rudolph.
It's a 17-foot Boston whaler.
Oh,
this thing's got a real steering wheel, man.
It's not like a rusted out old ship.
Yeah, right.
It sank in the, they sank in the 80s.
The 80s. The 1980s.
So they're just like some cheesy gold yacht under the water.
100-foot.
Oh, that's my friend had a stroke from scuba diving. And she was like a young woman.
Yeah.
But her husband's a comedian, so that's his story to tell. But yeah, she dove and then they were in Mexico vacationing, and luckily she had it in America. Like, she came back and they were at the movie. She's like, I feel weird. And they went to the hospital. They're like, you had a stroke.
Whoa.
Like, what?
That happened to a kid I went to high school with.
Don't scuba dive,
you
guys.
Scuba diving is, you got to know what you're doing. Don't just like find a buddy who's got a tank. Like, oh, yeah, let's go drop out in Gloucester.
Was it like a teenager running that thing? Like, sorry, I didn't do the valve, dude. Like,
I'm going to give you $5 off of that. Here's a coupon. Bring a friend next time.
For tomorrow.
I went, I'll tell you, I planned to go scuba diving because I love the water. I like snorkeling. I was like, I'm going to go scuba diving. So I'm in Hawaii. I was on a work trip. This is years ago. And
yes.
I wish. And my boss was like, you want to scuba dive? And I was like, fuck yeah. He's like, I'll cover it on the company. I was like, perfect. So we had to do like a lesson
training
in the pool.
Yeah.
Okay, at the hotel. We get in this
I've seen those
pool.
People.
Have you?
Yeah.
I was one of them, excuse me. We get in this fucking pool. I've got my mask on, and from my days of titty looking underwater, I start looking at, I mean, I'm just seeing filth and dirt and shit. I mean, it's a hotel. I'm like, what the fuck? This is disgusting. Take a full lesson, like whatever. I can't remember how long.
Full lesson?
Hour and a half, whatever.
Was it a full size pool?
Full size pool. I mean, it was a wade pool, but I did go, like, I had to lay down to get underneath and learn my breathing techniques.
I like that all those years of looking at girls taught you how to look in the water.
It taught me to focus. I'd see just dirt and filth floating. I'm like, what is that? So the next day I wake up and I have a crazy ear infection. Like, just whatever that shit was in the pool got my fucking ear. And I, knock on wood, I hope I never get it again. That's the only ear infection ever. Like, maybe when I was a kid I might have one or two, but I never get, it's not like I'm prone to ear infection.
That wasn't the good bacteria that this, your body's
hold on a
get.
Second.
Shit.
Hold on a second. Are you not prone? How many ear infections have you had? Because watch, now you're going to be like, all right.
In my adult life, one. This one.
This is the only one you've ever had?
In my adult life. I feel like when I was a kid, I remembered maybe some drops in my ear once in a while, but they might have been placebos. Trying to get me to sleep.
Get the placebos out.
I will keep people up.
Because he gets queasy, you know. That's
I get people up. I'm like, this shit's hurting. It's still hurting, man. So I'm bummed because we're supposed to go scuba diving this day. I can't fucking go. They're like, you can't go. I'm like, I can't. Oh, my God. For like a fucking, I went to the doctor immediately when I got back, and he, this is so gross. He took a metal fucking rod and started digging in my ear. The shit that he blew green, it was disgusting. He had to flush it all. I was like, what the fuck? It was all like down here in my neck and shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He's
all
like,
from that filthy fucking pool. I was like, I should have just been in an above ground pool, heavy on the chlorine, looking at titties.
Oh, I'm glad you didn't
nasty.
Go scuba diving.
Yeah, they said it could have blew my fucking eardrum out and ruined it.
I feel like it would have blown your head off.
It could have.
You just start bleeding.
The pressure going down
did
and shit.
Did you get to look? So what did you? Where did he put all that shit? In like a
just like on a little thing next to me.
Waste bin?
No, I got it right here.
Come on out.
I keep it next to my koozies. Yeah, nasty. So no, I've never technically, I've scuba dove. In a fucking
pool.
That's it. Yeah.
I would never
do it. At a hotel.
I'm not doing cartwheels or scuba diving.
Yeah, scuba diving, it's intense.
Snorkeling. We went snorkeling in Jamaica. My brother got married, and my other brother is like, he's dead serious, too. He's putting his, this is the one I got sea queasy on the way back. He's putting his mask and shit on. He's like, I'm telling you right now, keep your eyes peeled for bracelets and shit. I'm like, you're a fucking idiot. Like, he really thought something, like, people swimming around there, oh, my diamond ring just fell off. He really thought he was going to spot that shit from he's that, people are looking at fish. He's down there looking at rock crevices and shit. I'm like, you're like the guy, you're an underwater fucking metal detector douchebag right now, you idiot.
He's looking for pins.
He really thought he was, he's over there by himself. I'm like, look at him over there.
Going deep, going down.
Like, you got anything? Like, nothing.
Oh, here's a great
spot.
Spot
me. We can
I got
get
the bends,
it.
Man.
We can get it.
I tried to snorkel once, but then I changed my mind. I just held my nose and looked under the water. There was enough fish to see. I was like, I got it.
You don't need to swim among
snorkeling
them.
Snorkeling sucks. Waves come. They come. Water shooting down.
Yeah, I was afraid of the wave and the shark.
We had a rough patch for a little bit, but once it calms down, it's really nice.
We lost a couple people.
Lost three people.
Got the jewelry, though.
But we came back with 10 carats.
We split their lunch.
I can't get seasick. I can't go on like boats in the ocean. I can for the first half hour, and then like I get super.
Can you
sick.
Do a little boat on like a lake or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it has to be like non-moving.
Or how about like a fan boat down in the bayou? Could we get on one of those?
Oh, I love those.
Yeah, I've never been on one. I'd love to get on. You've been on one?
Yeah, and I went on Everglades. Those airboats too.
Ooh, yeah. Oh. When did you do that?
Oh, like 10 years ago. What? Oh, I love the Everglades, and I held a crocodile.
And tried to tear his leg off.
Held.
No, I held a
fucking leg off.
I held a baby crocodile, and it was like biting my hand, and it was so cute.
How big was it?
Just a baby,
like a little lizard size.
Like the size of this bottle. Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
Oh, I love Florida. I love the Everglades. I love Key West. I love Miami. I love Florida. With Disney World, they get those lamps.
You love those lamps.
Jeez, have you ever seen anyone light up like this
no,
in Florida?
The Everglades.
The Everglades, man.
You've been down there?
Oh, my God. It's
gators and fucking airboats.
Magical. I love swampy stuff.
What, did you go just take a tour on one? Like, how
no,
did
was,
you know someone? How
no,
the hell?
I had this weird job where we went around the country for a year, like, and it, we had to just, it was like a startup internet job, and we just had to like write about our travel experiences. But anyway, so we did all that stuff. We went on a ride in the Everglades and on one of those boats. I don't remember much. I just know we drove all like from New York City all the way down to the Keys and then all the way across
Damn.
The country. Yeah. It was great. We stopped everywhere. So we stopped like through all the good parts of Florida. Miami, the Keys, the Everglades.
And were you like partaking in something particular to each area you were in? Is that the airboat? So what else did you do on this tour of the East Coast / across the country?
I don't remember. I know we had a funeral for a turtle in New Orleans because you can just like have these street funerals and people have
a lot of death
hands.
On the animals.
Yeah. We bought a Mick. Did I ever tell you this? We bought a Leonard Skinner tape at a gas station in Alabama. And
no.
The three other guys on the trip and the girl, everyone was Jewish but me. And you don't realize that it's like weird to see a Jewish person when like I don't know who's Jewish, who's not by looking at people, but some people in the South can tell because they could just tell we were different. Like I at the very least look like someone from New York or something. So we all come in.
They probably thought you were Jewish.
Yeah. And so we all come in and we see the parking lot gas station in Alabama. We walk in and we're like, oh my God, because none of the radio stations are coming in. And we're like, fucking Skinner, we're going to buy it and play Sweet Home Alabama and drive through Alabama. Who doesn't love that song? And the guy at the counter was like, are you from New York? And it was literally like, are you Jews? And it was like, we're like,
just
yeah.
Jew with a question mark.
And we're like, yeah, we're from New York. He's like, mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want any sarcastic buying of this because a lot of people love this band. It's very special to us, and we don't want anyone listening to it. Not like he didn't say ironically, but like not for reals. And we're like, no, we really love this. He's like, okay. But he really didn't want to sell us the tape. And it was, we got it.
Wow.
And then we just cranked it in. I don't know what that story was, but that's what I did in Alabama.
At least you remembered it.
That's the only part I remember. And then we just went across.
He was probably a Skinner. He's probably somewhere down the line, a Van Zant. He's somewhere down the line. He was a Van Zant. I'm sure he's somewhere.
My brother's died in a plane crash. The other one's died scuba diving.
You ain't going to buy this cassette in this gas station, make a mockery of this goddamn album. That'll be $7.50.
You're not going to make it kosher or some weird Jew shit, are you? Is a rabbi going to bless this? I did a terrible Southern accent. I'm sorry to the Southern feasters.
That's what you're apologizing for?
Yeah. Why would I do wrong?
No, you didn't do anything
wrong. I apologize to Starfish.
That poor guy.
That poor son of a bitch.
Steven
the Starfish.
Stop saying funny things. I'm trying to get my electrolytes here, my Gatorade.
Got to get that shit back, man.
I feel better now.
You got day drunk today?
Yeah, I was hungover when I came in.
Yeah, in. She flew here.
She flew in. That's what we do for special guests. We fly them in.
This is what we do.
We
send
a zip line over.
I wouldn't say I was drunk, but I would say that I had alcohol in my system and I was in the sun.
That's a combination.
Can we talk about the ring?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Tell that. Please tell. Tell what you did and what happened.
I go to this pool. It's a full-size.
Full-size pool.
In the ground. I hang out at this hotel.
You know I'm
going to
come with you one day with two pairs of shorts on and be like, throw them out and be like, Kirkman, about 96.
There's no hot tub there. I got to find
that. That's some bullshit. I'll wear pantyhose then and pull my shorts off in the pool.
I won't say where it is so people don't come.
Wait, can I just say this real quick, please, today? I was in a store. I'm not going to say a name. And they were selling above ground pools, like the inflatable ones you can put in your yard that are stepping their game up a little bit now, you know?
Like
they're actually
bucks.
Good for kids. No, they were like 200 or whatever.
Damn.
But I'll tell you why. So Don and I are looking at it, and I'm like, she's like, that doesn't look bad. I go, it just doesn't look right. Those are adults, and it's coming up to like their belly button. But it's and I go, oh my God. And if you look close, they're kneeling. You can see their legs in the water. They're kneeling. I was like, look at this bullshit right here.
So they're like ripping
you
off.
They make it look like it's a 3 feet deep, and it's seriously like a wade pool for little kids to splash in and shit. Right. But their knees kneeling, it came up that if they stand up, it comes up like their kneecaps.
My sister has one of those pools. She's like a 50-year-old woman, but she lives like on kind of like a farm, and there's no pool there.
Yeah.
And she sits in it in the summer.
You gotta fucking stay cool.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
She just gets her ass wet. Sits
yeah,
in
that
it.
Might be the play.
That is the play. Mm-hmm. You can't.
She has a hot tub like for winter.
Winter.
Where does she live?
Stowe, Mass. Oh, wait, shit. People are going to find her. Edit that out.
Yeah, they're all, dude. Yeah. People are flocking.
Swimming
there.
Over there, pool hopping her pool.
I don't want, like, stalkers.
62 people ran through here last night.
I don't want stalkers to come get her.
All right,
So I go to this pool every summer at this hotel. So, like, I just pay a little membership, and I can use the pool all summer long. So I like to go.
Oh, I didn't know that. You can pay a membership for their pool. You don't have to be a guest?
No.
Okay.
Can you do that at all hotels or just this one?
Just this one that I know of.
Okay.
And I love it because it's quiet. It's not like douchebag music. It's not like, there's no DJ. You're just there. It's chill, whatever. So I go, like, if I'm in town, like, a couple hours on Saturday, a couple hours Sunday. Just lay out in the sun a couple hours, read some magazines, goodbye, jump in the pool, I'm gone. I go today, there's this
How do you jump in?
Well, actually, I don't. I just stick my toes
slide
in,
like this,
and I walk in so
in like
slow because it's freezing.
Oh, well,
they don't heat it?
No. Then I just go in and do my little, like, breaststroke with my head out.
A little bit of doggy paddle
doggy
slash stroke.
Yeah, doggy
sea
turtle stroke.
I don't know how to swim. I mean, I do, but I don't like
It's karma for that fucking starfish is what the fuck it is.
All right, so I'm sitting there, and this cheesy guy comes over, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. He's like,
are you in the pool swimming at this point?
No, I literally just walked in, bought these magazines, so excited, and I'm like putting on suntan oil, and he goes, hey, can I use some of that? And I go, sure. And it happens all the time with like women. We give it to each other. So I was like, I'm not going to just assume.
But is that the move at the pool for dudes to borrow your suntan oil?
Yeah. So I was like, here you go. And he goes, you know what? I think I'll go in the water first. It's probably not waterproof. I'm like, nope, it's not. He's like, all right. I'm like, all right, great. So he's in the water. I put on headphones. I'm not even listening to anything. Magazine in my face. I get this ring out of my bag and put it on my left hand. It looks like it's just sparkly enough that it could look like it's this isn't the one in my hand, but it could look like some kind of she's taken ring. But I would just improvise because I knew
at least a promise ring.
Yeah, it's at least a promise ring.
Right.
And I'm reading the magazine, and he comes over. He's like, "I'll take that suntan lotion." I'm like, "Here you go." And then he keeps standing there. He's like, "Ah, I used to live in New York. I live in New York." I said, "Oh God," talking, blah blah blah. Where are you from? And I'm like, "Okay, okay." And then, but he's not seeing the hand yet. So then he keeps talking. It turns out like he's some agent guy who was just at a wedding this weekend with like people I know. So now it's kind of like mutual friends. And I'm like, "Well, now it's too late for me to be like, go away." So I'm like, I just keep hoping he'll take the hint of headphones and read. He's never gonna. And so then he just starts being like, hey, you know, you married? You have kids? I go, nope, nope. He goes, why? I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm divorced.
He read goes, my book.
Yeah. And he goes, oh, that's cool. He's like, mad respect. He's like a 47-year-old white guy. He's like, mad respect. He's like, I'm that way too, but I didn't say what way I was. He's like, I'm that way too. No commitment, but like if I'm with you, I'm with you. But then like if not, do your thing. I mean, if you wanted to see other people, like you could.
He's laying out his fucking strategy for you right now.
He's like, I dated an actress. She was really insecure. I mean, I'll walk the red carpet and support someone, but I don't want them to hold my hand and say my name in the press. It's just how I am.
I mean, I have a room upstairs. I mean, I don't, you know, but if you want to leave, it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, he just laid out his whole life plan.
You clearly don't see this erection behind your magazine right now, but I'm telling you. About to turn a page for you.
So then he's like, then he sits down. He's like, so why didn't your marriage go well? I go, you don't even want to know. It's the most boring story. There's been like 19 other relationships since it's been more juicy. Like, it's don't try to analyze me on this one. That's the least you'll, if I tell that story, if we just weren't in love, that's the least you'll ever find out about me. So don't even ask. And he's like, oh, And I go, listen, I have to go. And he goes, what is that on your finger? I go, what? And he goes, is that a ward him off ring? I'm like, what's a ward him off ring? He's like, a ring to ward off guys. And I'm like, I should have been like, yeah. And it obviously didn't work.
It did not work.
And yeah. I go, yeah, no. No, yeah. And he goes, well, I know you're not married. I go, I know. I'm in a relationship. And he goes, oh. And he goes, your boyfriend give that to you? And I'm like, I'm realizing it's a shitty ring. And I'm like, I don't want to think I have a shitty fake boyfriend. Yeah. I'm like,
oh, my God. I'm like,
it's turning so
I'm
fast.
Like, I'm like, no, he didn't give it to me. I go, can't a girl wear a ring on her left finger? He's like, are you getting ready to get married? I go, no.
Damn.
And I'm like, he thought I was like practicing with a ring. And he goes, I know you put that on when I was in the pool, which I totally did.
Because he was scoping you hard before you fucking got in. And
I go, well,
saw
that's because I was doing the
on.
Suntan lotion. I go, I had to put it on.
Still justified.
Still doing
I'm like, why am I talking?
Look at this ring right here. Let me pull it out of my necklace. It's a high school ring. Look at that one. I just pulled it out of my sweater.
I'm like badass. I'm like, get the fuck away from me. I just, my defenses were down today. And he just called me on it. And then he's like, what's your boyfriend do? I'm like, I don't know why I said this. I go, he's an actor. He goes, those are the worst.
I was hoping you go for roofer.
Well, then he goes, those are the worst. I go, we've been sweethearts since college. And then he's like, during the years you were married?
Oh,
I'm like,
my
no.
God, Jen. What? You are so...
This guy's got your Wikipedia page up.
So then I'm like...
What years?
I go, I got to go. And I get... This is true. I had my laptop with me. I was going to do a little writing. I planned to go down to the bar a little later and just sit and have like a champagne and write and then go home. And I go down to the bar and they're like, we always see you up at the pool and we've never seen you down here. And they're like, was some guy bothering you? I'm like, yeah, how'd you know? They're like, eventually by 3 o'clock, all the women are sitting at the bar. Cause there's like, it's just like a creep fest at that thing. So they're like, we have signals with each individual woman of like, they'll kind of like raise their hand and we'll put like a seat, like we'll like put something on the, you know, chair next to them. What a starfish. So,
get that corner high.
But
top
I made friends with all the
Jen's
gay guys there,
in.
And then they're like, just if you're ever there again, like give us a signal and we'll come over and see.
Have you come up with your signal yet?
Yeah, my signal is, since I don't have a brother, your brother's on the phone. He says it's a family emergency.
Who gets calls? There you go, Jay. Jay's got a bit about no one gets a call at a restaurant anymore everyone has cell phones.
Family emergency. Yeah. She's not even, just right. Can't even get, now it's going to be a, you're creating
your
these big lies.
Your fake fiance is on the phone. It's desperate.
He's burned. He's been burned.
He was cartwheeling on some mats.
Well, then we were like, wait, why doesn't the guy have to leave? Why do I have to
leave? You got to leave.
So they were like, well, we'll just say, like, she needs some privacy. Like, we hadn't figured it out.
Call at the fucking hotel.
Are they going to bring out an old-timey rotary phone?
You got an email on our company email, Jen. Your brother's in trouble.
Couldn't get in touch with you.
Emailed.
10 minutes later, the guy finds you at the bar downstairs like, I thought your brother was sick.
Your brother passed before he did. He sent us a fax in the main office.
He sent a fax.
That is hilarious.
He knew Trudy was working the front desk.
Crab Feast fans have to, you have to tweet Jen what her signal should be to the bartenders
so
she can get out of trouble. Because it's got to be better than that. Your brother's on the main line here at the hotel. What?
Something where I don't have to get up out of my seat. So there's a Marie Claire that hasn't been read sitting in my apartment.
Well, I can help you here. There's an app I use quite a bit. It's called Fake Caller. It's on iPhone, at least.
What are you using for?
For that. I used to have a boss that would rope you in and start talking to you about shit, and I would hit that fucking... When I knew I had to go to his office, I'd put like a five-minute timer on it. And I'd just sit there and I'd...
Is this one of your sponsors?
No. And then the phone rings, and it's
you
can even program it to be look like a number in someone's name. You'd be like, what? Oh, my God. I'll be right there. Bang. You hang up. Be like, I got to go. There's my brother's about to call the main line here, and I got to take it over there.
You know what I'm going to do when I go, hello? Oh, you have to go. My brother's sick.
You have to
go. He wants you.
What's wrong? He has diabetes. He just found out. Just found out.
My fiance is going to get him right now.
It's type 6, man. It's
type 6. Some new shit.
It's intense.
Some new shit, man.
I got to bounce.
Oh, my God. Fake caller. I'm totally getting this.
Check it out. Fake caller.
Because I used to have to text people, call me right now. Call
yep,
me right
nope,
now.
Not
so
anymore.
It's so obvious what you're doing.
You can set a ringtone for it and everything and make it look like, oh, my God, it's my best. Oh, my God, he did what? I'll be right over. I got to go. My girlfriend's having trouble. Bang, out.
Love it. Or just be like, I got the test results back. And then just be like,
I got all the anything that has an S, I got it. Well, Jen Kirkman, we are about out of time here. Thank you so goddamn much for coming back here.
Always a pleasure. I mean,
please send our best to your father.
Oh, Ronnie Kirkman is ready to hear from his fans. Oh, someone created a fake Ronnie Kirkman Twitter account.
Yeah, he follows us. He follows us, Ron Kirkman.
I told my dad, and he acted like, yeah, of course they did.
Of course they did.
I go, this that's
arrogant son
we're all
of
his
a
biggest
bitch.
Fan.
I go, that's like the biggest honor. He goes, well, let me know what they say. I go, no, it's what you say. They're just writing things you've said. And he's like, okay, that's pretty cool. I'm like, oh, forget it. It's so jaded now. Just jaded.
He's changed, man.
He's changed.
He's
totally
wearing leather changed. Jackets now yeah. all the time. Oh,
people still don't understand the leather jacket thing. They're always like Ronnie Kirkman in his leather jacket. I'm like, no, he didn't have the
I know,
jacket.
But that's
scared
the
of the
thing.
Leather jacket.
Okay.
I know.
He went up to the house and was like, listen, that ass whooping you took, you're probably going to take a bunch more. That guy's wearing a leather yeah. jacket. Toughen up.
Oh, well, I'll give my best to the family.
Thank you. And one more time, please, your dates in Vancouver and anything
June
13th else,
please. And 14th, Friday, Saturday, Comedy Mix.
JenKirkman.com.
Hey, I love Florida. I'll be back there at Palm Beach Improv.
There you go.
August 1st.
Do you
night.
Sell your book when you're out on show? On your
Now it's wound down because it's been a year that it's out. So if people have a copy, I sign it.
Go through Amazon and get it, goddammit.
Yeah, get it. Do the Crab Feast thing on Amazon. Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Man knows.
Go through it.
I know how it goes. I listen.
As always, always a pleasure, Jen. As always, I'm Jay Larson Comedy on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, jaylarsoncomedy.com.
I'm Ryan Sickler on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to you all next Tuesday.